Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, KCII's Zach Ulan talks with the IMS Pet Band about their unique style.
Let's start here, left to right, all the way around. Name and what you'll be playing.
I'm Tony Stutzman, and I am the sometime bassist.
I'm Isaac Miller. I'm lead guitar.
I'm Michael Miller. I play the drums.
I'm Lara Cleaver, and I'm the pianist.
I'm Cole Roth, and I play second guitar for a few songs.
Lee Ebersole, I'm the sponsor, and rhythm guitar, and we have Emma Beattie on bass, usually.
Lee, for you, as a sponsor of the band, what all does that role entail?
Well, partly is just making sure we have times to practice and organizing things like that, and just being a contact person with Dwight, who's our athletic director and coach, and also going through songs and sort of weeding them out and deciding, well, is this an appropriate song to do and is this not, and that kind of thing.
When did your affiliation with the Pet Band begin?
I'm not sure exactly what year, but probably about at least 6-7 years ago, I would say. I became a sponsor then.
A lot of pet bands around the area aren't quite the makeup of this. Can you talk to the uniqueness of this setup?
It's more of a rock band kind of thing, and we just do instrumentals. We don't have vocals, and usually a couple guitars, bass guitar, keyboard, and drums, and play classic rock or more modern rock, and yeah, that kind of thing.
Okay, and for all the members of the band, your favorite type of music, maybe even if it's not what you guys are playing here?
I like classic rock.
I like rap music and 90s grunge.
I'd say my favorite type of music is heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
Heavy metal, hard rock.
For the sets that you play, let's go through what your favorite thing is to play.
Probably Crazy Train.
My favorite's Wipeout, obviously.
My favorite is either Wizards in Winter or Jump.
I would say Jump. Jump is one of my favorites, yeah.
For the criteria for choosing the music, do you guys all submit things? How do you go about picking and adding new things?
You know, all band members are able to submit ideas. Isaac did a lot this year, and he did kind of a survey of the students as well, and so we got ideas from them. And so what I do then is just look through and kind of weed it out in terms of if it has, you know, bad language in or promoting sex or, you know, violence and things like that. So then we go from there.
How did you guys get involved in Pet Band to begin with? How did you either find out about it or what got you started?
Ever since I've been little, coming to games, I feel like Pet Band was my favorite part because during the game I'd just run around and not pay attention.
Same.
I came to the games as well, and I'm very passionate about music, and this was a great opportunity for me to share doing what I love.
I've just always wanted to play guitar in front of people.
Just in general, I'd like to ask, for the visiting teams, do you ever get a look at their faces when they come here? Maybe some of the freshman people that are out there that aren't used to a setup like this, do they look a little different or maybe give you guys a second look when you see them?
Oftentimes, they're really surprised. If they know the song, it's kind of funny to see their reaction. But otherwise, it's like they just don't expect it, so it's kind of funny to watch their response.
We mentioned each of your favorite songs to play, and you talked about maybe even surveying the student body over what they'd like. What are your friends' favorite songs to hear from you guys? Are there any student section favorite songs?
Probably Wipeout.
Everyone loves Wipeout.
And for future stuff, I know we're talking in speculation here a little bit, but do you guys have any songs that you'd like to add or different types of music that you'd like to add or that you're thinking about submitting next?
Maybe some of the newer rock, like the harder stuff, I guess. A lot of what we do now is classical rock, maybe a few hard stuff, but I'd like to see more metal type stuff in there.
Obviously, when the place fills up, I'm thinking of like the 25th anniversary celebration, alumni night. What's it like to be up here playing when you have a packed gym?
It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I enjoy playing when we have big crowds because I get really excited and pumped up about the music and stuff.
As a former sponsor of this Pet Band here, I can say that IMS has had a history of always entertaining Pet Band, and I know that the students really enjoy it, and you know, maybe not all of the people enjoy it as much as some of the others, but they're always polite about it anyway, so it's fun to be a part of at times.
For anybody that would like more information, student body or even people listening, how can they either be in contact with you or how can they be involved?
think just contacting the office, and we kind of go from there. You know, if they leave me a message, they forward it to me, and we go from there.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with the IMS Pet Band. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.